Joining me on Kinship Radio this morning is Scott McConnell. Scott is a Minnesota native and has researched the needs and preferences of church leaders, laity, and the unchurched for Lifeway Christian Resources for over 25 years. Scott is currently the executive director of Lifeway Research, where he and his team regularly measure the views of Americans, churchgoers, and Protestant pastors. He's also the author of several books, his latest being Together, The Power of Groups. Scott, welcome to Kinship Radio.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
We've been talking about building relationships. It can be pretty complicated as we walk with friends, family members, and those in our church and community. Scott, what are some steps that we can take to build on the relationships we already have and create new ones?
The first thing I would encourage is that we embrace this as our purpose. I was in a Bible study with middle school boys yesterday, and we were in 1 Peter chapter 1. And the first part of that chapter talks about salvation. And in verse 22, Peter says, "Since you have purified yourselves by your obedience to the truth," so by accepting Jesus Christ's death on the cross for us, that's salvation. He says, "so that you show sincere brotherly love for each other from a pure heart, love one another constantly." So Peter's saying that the purpose of our salvation is so that we can love one another. I don't think most of us think of relationships with that high of a priority, that we were saved so that we can walk with other believers, so that we can pour into their lives, so that we can love them. And so the first encouragement is to just embrace this as your purpose as a follower of Jesus Christ. The second thing I would encourage in your building of relationships is to invest time in it. And this means taking time out to spend with believers at church, to take time out to spend with believers individually. Time is so valuable to us as Americans, but we've got to be investing it in the relationships within our lives. It's not an option in the Christian life. The third thing I would encourage is to keep our focus on the truth amidst those relationships. That, you know, these aren't just relationships just to watch a ball game together, just to have a cup of coffee, but these are relationships in which we are pointing each other to the truth of Jesus Christ. And so we are following Christ together in these settings. It doesn't mean that's the only thing we talk about, doesn't mean that's the only thing we do together, but we just don't forget to bring Christ with you into those times together.
Thanks for offering those three steps. It has echoes of last month's theme, obeying God and denying self, and that we prioritize others before ourselves.
Yes, there is a little bit of a humility that has to happen to really value relationships.
When you talk about these relationships, are you largely talking about the ones that we have with other Christians or with people in general outside of the church?
For this particular signpost of following Jesus Christ, we are talking about relationships with other believers, but we don't want to say that relationships with non-believers don't matter. We actually measure that within the sharing Christ dimension, and so those are equally as important, but in different ways. You know, both start with us loving other people, and both involve us talking about the truth. But we're just going to talk about the truth a little bit differently when we talk with a Christian, where we're often encouraging or reminding each other of the truth, whereas with somebody who's not yet following Christ, we're typically introducing them to the truth.
And that can be a little tricky because unbelievers have an expectation of how Christians should behave. And that can create a pressure for us, especially if those behaviors don't line up with what Scripture actually tells us. So create a contrast for us using Jesus as an example. I think that would help us navigate any temptation to just be nice to people. And that's the thing here, Scott. You're a Minnesota native, so you know all about Minnesota nice.
Yes, I don't remember hearing the term until I moved away, but I do remember people being incredibly polite in Minnesota, and I think, honestly, our friends were very genuine in their niceness, but at the same time, when you're in the habit of being nice, sometimes when you're around somebody who's obnoxious or somebody you don't like, you still put on the front of being nice, but you don't mean it. And so when Scripture tells us that love has got to be the thing that's driving everything, You know, love has to, by definition, has to be genuine, and it has to be putting the other person first, even when it's not your favorite person. You know, God's looking at our heart, and he's looking to see if our niceness is genuine or not. We've got to be honest with ourselves that we truly are loving others as we're polite to them.
And I've got to add, we have a lot of Iowans listening to us, too, and they are just as nice.
Absolutely.
Well, how can someone learn more about building relationships from the work that you have done at Lifeway Research in this Christian discipleship journey that we're taking?
One of the books Lifeway just released was by Kyle Worley. It's called Home with God. It's an invitation into union with Christ that really talks about our relationship with him and how that extends into our relationships with others. But all the research we do at Lifeway Research is available at lifewayresearch.com.
Thank you so much, Scott, for joining us. I really appreciate your insights in our conversation.
Thanks for the opportunity. We always enjoy talking about discipleship.
We've been speaking with Scott McConnell this morning, Executive Director of Lifeway Research. For Kinship Radio, I'm Jennifer Stokes.